feed them one piece.
January, I got to take pictures.
I can only afford to bring Drock in one piece at a time.
January, meet and take pictures.
Huh?
January, meet and take pictures.
Okay, I'll bring in the building then.
You're being taped?
That's fine.
We're on.
Good morning.
Take a fool of yourself in that.
We'll begin the December 19th, 2006 Sussex County Council meeting with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
I have a couple amendments on the agenda. First, and they're regarding grant requests. The first two items, we'd like to defer on those two items.
Which one's that?
Under grant request.
Under grant?
Yes.
So one and two is off?
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And next two are yours, Mr. Drock.
So three and four become one and two. All right. Anything else?
You can delete introductions at 11:20.
Okay, we'll delete 11:20. Okay, next. We're over modulating this morning. With that, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve the Sussex County Council agenda for December 19th, 2006, as amended, and as deleting grant request at 11:10, number one, number two. I'll leave Sussex Tech and two for Sussex Tech. And 11:20, there is no introductions or proposed zoning ordinances today. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Approval of the minutes from November the 30th, 2006. November 30th, 2006. As in 24. Entertain a motion.
I move we approve.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes, to approve the Sussex County Council minutes from November the 30th, 2006, as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Reading correspondence.
Okay, we have quite a bit of correspondence today. First thing, you have a Christmas card from Judy Timmons, Director of Joseph Storehouse, Dagsboro Church, thanking the council for the contribution of $1,000 to the emergency food pantry. Then we have a letter from Sussex Family YMCA thanking the council for their $1,000 gift to the Sussex Family YMCA Strong Kids campaign. Pets and Health Services, Inc. has sent a letter thanking the council for their contribution of $500 to help those recovering from chemical dependency. Delaware Agricultural Museum and Village is thanking the council for the donation of $1,000 to help with costs of their programs with Sussex County students. The Food Bank of Delaware thanks the council for their donation of $500 to the Food Bank of Delaware's Hunger Relief programs for children in Sussex County. The Delaware Nature Society thanks the council for the $1,000 contribution to the Abbott's Mill Nature Center. Georgetown Boys and Girls Club thanks the council for providing funds through the Human Service Grant to support the K Club program. KIN Folk thanks the council for the $1,000 human service grant to help seriously ill children with laptop lending and free internet accounts. Kent Sussex Industries thanks the council for the $1,000 investment in KSI to help fund transportation system and wants to ask if there are any other programs that help with transportation for people with disabilities. Diamond State CLT Community Land Trust thanks the council for the $50,000 contribution to the Diamond State Community Land Trust to help build their capacity to create home ownership opportunities for Sussex County's working families. The Bridgeville Senior Center thanks the county for the contribution to the Human Service Grants Program that will augment their homebound meals program. Delaware Guidance Services thanks the county for a $2,000 donation to help subsidize mental health services for Sussex County children and their families. The Delaware Ecumenical Council on Children and Families thanks the council for the grant under the Human Service Grants Program to help them recruit more volunteers for their program and reach out to more elderly and chronically ill beneficiaries of their services. The Cape Henlopen Senior Center thanks the council for the $3,000 donation to help replace the roof of their senior center. Delaware Music School thanks the council for their donation, and the funds will be used to supplement the receptionist position. Indian River Senior Center thanks the council for their generosity and consideration in their new building fundraising campaign from the Human Service Grant Program. That's it.
Okay. Mr. Baker, Council Technology Demonstration.
Okay.
Eddie Spaglione, close the bench.
With us today, we have Eddie Spaglione from our Informations Department, Chip Guy, Buddy Lynch from Mapping, Sarah Swafford from Information Technology, Bonnie Smith and Tom Glenn. And what they, as a result of council's suggestion, what they've done is come up with a way to provide a PC at each place here at the council table that may help provide you more information as you make decisions on planning and zoning, or as you make your various decisions here. Purchased one PC, a small PC, which is in front of Mr. Rogers for demonstration, and Eddie is going to show us exactly some of the things that it can be used for. So it's a touchscreen PC, similar to what you see in restaurants, he'll give you an idea of what we can do with it.
You mean bars?
Bars?
Bars. That's why they gave that to Rogers, I think. He knows how to work them.
Well,
self-service bars.
This morning I've got the one touchscreen monitor in front of Mr. Rogers. This is a preliminary demonstration. I was asked, as Mr. Baker had said, to kind of go through and see what we could come up with. With the more and more digital media being presented to you at every council meeting, as well as the fact that we have all of these digital maps. Buddy Lynch is here with me. We put together some basic maps on conditional use case 1670. I believe you heard that last week. Mm-hmm. An example is Buddy put together an aerial, a land use map, as well as the zoning map for that conditional use case. Do you want to drive?
What, do you want to get tools?
You can just double-click on conditional use 1670. Just tap on it twice. We're going to see what you see here with a little bit of a delay.
Right.
You can
tools.
Just zoom. You can do whatever you want to do. The zoom, you can just click on the plus.
I did a marquee zoom.
Do what you want to do. Click and or just kind of touch the screen and drag what you want to zoom to.
Where is the site highlighted? The green?
Right.
The green area.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, he zoomed way out.
I'm going to go back in there.
Okay.
That's the parcel.
Okay.
Come on, pick up my arrow there. There you go.
Got it.
Other way.
I can help you from here, too.
You can?
Yes.
Bring a marquee zoom up on the parcel so it shows them how it can bring it in. Go to tools and marquee, right? Select the zoom, right, and marquee.
And we can just highlight that portion and let go.
Saves a lot of paper.
Saves a lot of paper. It allows you, the other thing that you can do is go up and grab the hand tool. If you had somebody in particular on the touchscreen, it's rather intuitive to just be able to click and drag it around. Well, I want to see what's down the road that way, or that type of information. For these maps, it becomes very, very, very helpful. Oftentimes, you guys ask, what's around the area? I'd like to take a look at it. You don't always have the opportunity or the options to go out to these sites. Everybody has very busy schedules. These aerial photography photos were 2002. We will have new ones next year, but it kind of gives you a broad overview of the area and helps you when you're making decisions or, you know, hey, there's an intersection here. Is that affected? Did you guys think of this? There's always a question that comes up, always will be. You can zoom in, zoom out, zoom around. These are very detailed maps.
Is it possible when, like, Mr. Lank is given his presentation, right, and he's standing down there and doing things, could he have one that he could be, you know, bringing up on a screen or
absolutely.
Our screens?
So absolutely.
That we're all talking about the same, as opposed to us having to go find it?
Absolutely. We can actually have a driving-type position here, just like I'm doing here. I'm able to change his computer right there in front of him.
Right.
I could change all of yours. Or if you want to go independently, you can go and look. Well, you know, hey, that's nice that Lawrence is telling me this, but I want to go look over here.
So
I'm concerned about this.
We have that option.
You have that option.
Doors don't want to operate. He just wants to watch.
You
just want to watch.
Well, no, I think that as Mr. Lank is talking about, say, certain features or characteristics of a site, we ought to have that map up so we're all looking at the same thing as opposed to we're all sitting here looking at different things. And, you know, I just think it would be nice to have a procedure that we go through as opposed to just winging it.
That may be something that we need to look at in a different light, and that may be a procedural change for the council.
Not all your life, so what's the difference
then? No, I'm looking out for your benefit because you guys will be all down there talking about different
things. I
was just
saying, Susie, you better get trained on this.
We'll be listening to fire reports, and I just think we ought to be all being able to look at the same picture at the same time.
Now, another tool that's out there, we have our website with all of our maps on it. Actually, this map is my house. If I wanted to know who owned a piece of property or in a land use decision or any type of information, you often say, well, who owns that piece of property? And we say, oh, we have to look it up. Well, if I wanted to know who owns that piece of property right there, I can click on it. It's retrieving the data for me, and I can see that Eric and Sandra Rust own that property. I want to know who owns this piece of property right here. That's owned by Erica Browning. This is all available on our website, and we're just bringing some of these tools into you to use right now. I can also tell you that that piece of property was divided approximately a month ago. This data is updated on a monthly basis.
Which data?
On the map.
The data
the
on
maps.
The bottom.
The maps are updated every month. The tax data is also updated when those are done. We could pull up tax bills if you wanted to see that. There's a million
pull
things.
Pull up Cravers. Never mind. Let's not go there.
There's a million things you can do. Some of the other things that can become helpful.
Yeah, cap tax.
A lot of you have grown to use the press packets that Chip Guy puts together for you every week. We've made those available to you online that you can download them. You don't have to come in and get them, saving paper, saving whatever, making it easier for you to go through your processes. One of the other things that we're looking at maybe doing with this as well is going to a digital packet, having less paper for you. And you can scroll through this just like any other PDF. This would be the agenda today. As well as the rest of the information within your packet. And it's all there digitally in front of you. So if you had a question, you could easily go through it and find it or look at pertinent information. Is this something that you guys were looking for, and am I on the right track?
Well,
the initial idea is to place five of these, one for each council member, as well as actually a full-fledged computer for Mr. Baker, as well as for Ms. Webb, because they would probably be doing more things, accessing J.D. Edwards' financial packages, et cetera, and actually have more of a use for it in that degree versus just a visual reference that I see you guys using it for. We would also like to place either a drop-down screen in this corner here for audience viewing. One of the other big problems that we're looking at addressing is when you are presented with a PowerPoint projection, presentation, or whatever, oftentimes it's very difficult for us to project and allow you to see it as well as the members of the audience. Presenting them to you on your screens in a digital form and having the projection screen for the audience members was the other part of this.
How much would this cost, Danny?
The computers would cost approximately $2,000 a piece at each position. And the projection monitor could be somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000. We estimated that this would be about $20,000.
Save $100,000 in paper.
Well, save a few trees.
We do a lot of paper.
We use a lot of paper here.
I have a question though.
Okay.
I mean, they're gonna want some of the information anyway. Like, I know that some governments do have paperless packets, but how do they access the information that weekend or?
Download it.
All of that information is the same way that we're already presenting it online.
Their packets, like, are we gonna email their packets to them?
You email them a notice that they can go online and access them. Again, with the advent of all of this digital technology and broadband and everything, we don't typically send very large files in an email. We put them online so that they can access them and get them if they need them. Sending large emails, if you had a dial-up, doesn't really work.
And downloading it.
Downloading it's faster.
But if you have dial-up,
so you won't need to think about that.
You're going to need broadband connection. However, the way around that potentially is to make the digital version of what you're seeing here available on a disk, and then we can supply you with a disk.
Well, couldn't a councilman say, I still want mine mailed to me? Or
yes.
One
sure.
Say,
yes. Absolutely.
I'd like to have. I'll pull mine down. You know. And all, I mean, I guess we could start out just doing that.
The packets aren't necessarily the item that would be of most
you could,
interest.
One thing like minutes. I mean, you just take them down and print them yourself.
Right.
Yes, you can pull them down, print them yourself, and do all that yourself.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
But the point is that the maps, the things that you would be looking at, the PowerPoint presentations are in the middle of a council meeting. Are the kind of things that are, A, going to be a little harder to mail to you.
Right. Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
Right,
certainly, a disk would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Just let them have, take it home, put it, pop it in.
We can do that as well. That's very
well, one of the main things we use a lot of paper is the billing and the minutes.
Yes.
A ton of paper. And we could go online and look at that if we need to.
If we need to. Nobody's looking at it anyway.
No, so that'd be a savings.
Why am I doing them?
I don't know. I've said for years, why don't we? There's no need to send that stuff to me. You could leave it here on my desk. I could look at what bills you pay.
That's the trail of the money trail of all the grants and stuff, Mr. Cole.
We'll save a lot of money in postage.
That is the way they
do it. Yeah, I don't know how much we need to know that, except to just find out how much business you're doing with the county. That's all.
Occasionally,
I will tell you that I have gotten rave reviews for your mapping. And what you've got on the website is being used by everybody.
We do have quite a few people using it. We are running some usage statistics on it. We are actually in the process of upgrading, updating, and making it more user-friendly.
Had a senior citizen come in today that had a question about a zoning problem on his mother's farm, and apparently someone in your office took the time to show him how to use the website.
Yeah.
And he said he's not computer literate, but he has just been spending a lot of time working with it now that you've shown him how, so you're doing a good job.
You would really be surprised at how many calls we actually get with people on questions on using the website. That is one of the biggest things that we're trying to do is improve usability. That's a common call between myself and Buddy. Hey, we need to make this a little easier to use, change this button, do this. But yes, we are trying to make it more user-friendly. We have more people using these tools being available to you inside of this room. And when you are making decisions or faced with decisions, it's nice to have the tools and all the information at your fingertips.
I got a suggestion. Why don't you put together, like Eddie and maybe Chip and a few people together, and come up with a proposed format, as opposed to we just start throwing to present this stuff, to how to do it, how to operate this thing,
okay.
How we will use it. You know,
and we can,
you know,
we can work
agenda
into
on there.
It.
We
can
this
work
information
into
will be available.
And start,
you know,
slow
this
and mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, we'll be just each week it'll be something different, and I'd like to see something that we can rely on. Then we can actually, like you say, fine tune it, make it more user friendly or whatever. But let's start out with something. We come up with a proposal that how we're going to use all this stuff, and go from there.
Is it a consensus? Do we need a week or two for Susie at the funding or anything like that? Or
the funding is actually currently available within our current budget year.
Information systems budget.
Okay.
The information systems budget, yes.
And now you do see savings. I mean, and it's just not that you're trying to get some new bells and whistles here. Is there,
As far as savings, to come up with tangible savings for providing that, yes, there would be improved efficiency. There could be a reduction in postage because the packets would be available digitally. That the onus would then be on you gentlemen to go on and retrieve them at your convenience or whenever you see fit. And that would take that away from Robin.
Tuesday morning.
And if the maps help you make better decisions,
yeah,
while you're, you know, sitting on council.
Having information available to you is invaluable. Knowing what the weather is going to be before you get dressed or getting dressed and going outside and finding out it's 70 degrees on the 18th of December, you know, hey, I'm wearing a sweater. What's wrong with this? It's 18th of December.
Think I need a computer to figure that out?
Well, you never know.
If we go ahead and get these, Eddie, and once you get them set up, could we possibly
have a train
every Tuesday morning for two or three Tuesdays, meet here at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
If you don't know how to use a computer, get here at 9.
One of the other suggestions that Mr. Baker and I had discussed was individually meeting with one or two of you due to rules of meeting.
I think we could advertise it and for a training session.
Oh, yeah.
Challenge.
Get us all together and do it all one time.
Do it a couple of three Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m.
Right. That's a good idea, Dale.
Council's a council.
You think that's okay?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do it right here. So if Mr. Kramer wants to sit there and watch us, that's fine. But, you know.
Yeah, we can.
Just make a screen for us to see.
Okay. Well, we're going to take care of you.
That's right.
I mean, save you having
12
to do it.
12, Dave.
But yeah. What is the time frame? That's the next
The time frame is I'd have no idea to honestly quote a time frame. We'd have to go through and procure the equipment the normal ways, as well as do a little bit of wiring. We've done some preliminary wiring behind these counters.
Can you see over that, all right? Can you see over that okay?
He's not very tall.
It would be state contract, wouldn't it, Eddie?
Which
would cut down some time.
You'll get him some telephone books.
I don't believe that the individual computers are on state contract. However, we may be able to procure them through a state contract vendor.
You can get with me.
The other question would be, you said that cost $2,000, that unit?
Almost.
Almost.
1850.
Because of the touch screen, George.
Okay, that'd be the only question I would have, the challenge this whole thing and then the cost is, why do we need a touch screen? Does that eliminate?
They know council's not very smart, Mr. Cole.
It eliminates a mouse. Right. We currently have a keyboard there just for convenience.
Right.
It does not even need to be there.
You can drag your mouse much faster. Yeah.
Yes, you can just touch the screen.
Right. We have many vehicles now, and as far as ever, you just touch the screen.
That is a
change real quick.
Right.
In one, okay.
Planning and zoning would use this probably more than we would.
Planning and zoning could see a great deal of benefit from it. Mr. Baker and Lawrence Lank and I sat down and went through that particular conditional use, and Lawrence was very impressed with the way that it worked, and he could see a big benefit for both the board as well as the commission.
Right. And can you order a margarita on it?
You really want to? Sure.
Okay, next thing is, gentlemen, do you want to...
And all the zonings on our map, like if we have conditional uses in that area, you can pull them up around that piece of property. We'll come up.
Absolutely. Buddy Lynch and I went through, and those maps that were made for that particular conditional use case that you heard last week, approximately 5-10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes of time, we can produce those maps and make them available to you in a digital format. Personally, the 11x17 maps that you're presented when you have those cases,
right,
you can't see all those details, you can't read them. To be able to zoom in and look at them, as well as have aerials and everything else available to you, I think is an invaluable
tool. How would the clarity be on the big screen out there?
Why don't you zoom in on an aerial, Eddie? Eddie, why don't you zoom in on an aerial a little bit just to show
it is, Chris?
You can't, it's, no, it...
Let's pick this. You could have zoomed in on your house.
Now, would there be like a slave unit that if I want to drop mine down and go to another file, look at minutes or something?
You can do that.
And that was the question that Councilman Cole had earlier was, you know, what
everybody had like the same thing all the time.
For viewing.
Right.
I don't think that the way it would be set up would be in such a way that it would be, you know, hard and fast. Only you can view what we're providing you. You know, you can work back and forth between what, say, Mr. Lank might be presenting you at one in particular point in a meeting, but at another juncture, you know, you can view independently.
So that unit at the podium would be the unit that you see on the screen?
Well, at that moment, if
you
he
clear
needs
up
to show you something, mm-hmm. he can say, you know, turn to your screen.
The dwellings clear up at all? What resolution is this?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That one's pretty loose, but I mean, yeah.
This isn't perfect quality. This is actually a rendered map of
a
map. You can clearly see the roof. You can clearly see the driveway. You can clearly see the road. You kind of have an idea of where you're at. You're also zoomed in to 800%. So, I mean, you're
up there, down there.
Yeah. So you kind of zoom out a little bit further. It's a good tool for getting a broad overview.
Right.
What would it look like if you were flying over the area in Trooper mm-hmm. 2 or something like that and taking a broader look?
Captain Willie.
Captain Willie. He's got a new job? Where is he? Trooper 2? But that's kind of the details that you can see. And just looking at it, you can kind of see where the wet area is, too. A lot of people come in here with wetlands questions. Looking at these aerial photographies or aerial photos, you can pretty well see the low-lying areas very quickly and very easily. It's easy to identify.
Right. Depends if they took it when it was a rainy day or not a rainy day, though.
That's true. But you can still see.
Right, I understand a dark spot.
Do we don't have any way to overlay, like, Army Corps of Engineer maps with
yes,
federal
we
wetlands?
Do.
Case where the plane should never left the
ground. Army Corps of Engineer maps. Overlays.
Is there a way if this site with all this woodlands, is there a way to say, you know, if somebody's talking about wetlands like you just brought up, is there a way to actually bring in a true
same kind of data you
can't we require the person that's doing it to bring in a CD and so you guys don't have to do it and make that part of their requirement?
But I mean, are they going to be able to do that? When do they do that? I mean, that should be done.
It would be
before
happy to have them with conditional use.
Right. In other words,
Eddie, can you show them like the main screen and what they would click on, like conditional use 1670, and then
yes.
You know what I mean? It,
we would.
So if they,
we would more or less set this up so that when you came in, you would have a menu presented to you. I've got a bunch of these documents open already.
That kills them. Bro.
There is a little bit of lag because I am remote controlling that computer from here. You would have your, we would basically have a little packet of data on your screen, and you would have whatever case it is, and this conditional use is 1670. You could double click on it to open it up. Within there, you would see the resources available for that particular conditional use case. The same type of folder structure you have on your computer at home. You would open up the council meeting for the 19th, and within there, you would see your different items. And if those items had digital documents or assets, if you will, you could click on them to open them up and view them, or close them and go on to the next item. If there are individual maps, more details, you might have a folder with all the maps about that particular item, like the conditional use cases or zoning or whatever. So,
is it possible, many times we have Lawrence talking about DelDOT or Department of Natural Resources and some of their comments.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to have Lawrence's, when he puts his presentation together, would they put a presentation together
yes.
out of planning and zoning, right?
Yes.
That would be on
all of computer. All of his comments could be given to you in digital format. They're already in digital format. And
as many times, unless we ask him to pull out the letter, is
yes.
it a way that we can pull up DelDOT comments? Or
yes.
Only if it's
just a matter
we
of
could.
Standing.
Of course,
yes.
development
of
office.
Putting
yep.
into the system. I mean, you know,
of
Talking about the actual letter, instead of not the condensed area of the state planning report, but the actual letter.
The actual document.
I guess, again, that would be part of that protocol.
Yeah, that would be, okay.
Especially coming from Lawrence's, not, you know, something he puts together in his office, so that we can pull it up if we wanted to review the actual wording.
Sure.
Because sometimes they have, you know, some summaries, and then other times they have actual, you know, what do you call it, the traffic counts and all that stuff.
Right. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Have I answered every question? Yeah, I just think that what Dale said about having us meet once, and we ought to maybe meet before we get it in front of us, not once it was here, so we could get a little head start on it, get the ground running, and then have a format. I just think we need a...
That's hard to agree, yeah.
A program that we get the same thing consistently every week.
We probably need, I believe we need a consensus from you to move forward with this. And once we have that, I probably will need a couple weeks to get all the proposals together. Once I have that, I can establish a timeline, and I'll be happy to report back to you and Mr. Baker, and we'll get a schedule together. And I do agree that, yes, probably for the first three meetings or a month, whatever it may be, probably be a good idea to work with you guys for...
And would, I get one last thought. Would, like, people who are in opposition or people who are in support of applications, they would be able to retrieve the same information?
With FOIA, any digital asset, any document you have, be it digital or paper, is public information.
Right.
Anything you have in front of you today, if our nice gentleman in the back row wants to see it, he can come up here and ask to see it. We can make these available to the public as well via the internet. And
well, that's what I'm wondering. Do we have to? I mean, it's a lot of information, or
yes,
is it something that
you have to?
You don't have to put it on the internet, but you do have to make it available upon request.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, you
can make them come in here and sit down and look at it. You don't have to send it to
them.
If you're
going to do this upscale technology stuff, would it be even better than an antiquated old screen to just put like two or three monitors out there?
We could do two or three monitors. It becomes a cost issue as well as a wiring issue. Because this is a historic part of the building, it means it's a pain to wire and very, very, very expensive.
You'd tear the ceiling up, wouldn't you?
And then
yes.
You wouldn't individually be able to look at...
Actually,
you know, if you had an individual question.
No, he's talking about the audience screens.
Oh, for the audience. Oh,
placing like
instead of a screen.
42-inch plasmas or LCDs.
That's what Kent County does.
Yes. Rather than doing one large projection screen, you could do a number of LCDs.
That's the other thing, that the projection screen gives you a little bit of versatility that the monitors do not, at least in my opinion. If somebody comes in and wants to make a PowerPoint presentation and they're bringing in their own equipment,
right,
say their own projector and their own laptop, they would just shoot that up onto the screen as they do now.
We would actually have hookups for all that stuff, but yes.
Let's not plan everything. Let's just I'll entertain a motion that the County Council go... allow the technology division to proceed with putting County Council Planning and Zoning Board Adjustment on the computer web here and get us monitors and whatever they have to do. We can come up with a plan later, but just to give the official move forward.
Okay.
That motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, that the technology division be allowed to proceed with making the head table here electronic and our audience also. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Take all the time in the world you need. Administrator's report.
Okay. The first item is regarding one of our employees, Jeff Shockley, who has been certified as a floodplain manager. We are pleased to announce that Jeffrey C. Shockley, CFM, our environmental planning in the Planning and Zoning Department, has successfully completed an exam to become a certified floodplain manager. The exam by the Association of State Floodplain Managers covers programs and standards regarding flooding issues. It is my understanding that Jeff is now one of only three certified floodplain managers in the state of Delaware. We wish to congratulate Jeff on this important accomplishment, and he's out on the road this morning, was unable to attend, but this is a real plus for us. Holiday schedule, due to the Christmas and New Year holidays, the next scheduled meeting in the Sussex County Council will occur on January 9th, 2007 at 6:30 p.m. Prior to the January 9th County Council meeting, a swearing-in ceremony will occur at 5:30 in the County Council chambers. Sussex County offices will be closed on Monday, December 25th and Tuesday, December 26th for the Christmas holiday. Offices will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, December 27th. Offices will also be closed on Monday, January 1st for the New Year's Day holiday and will reopen on January 2nd at 8:30 a.m. And we would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The county's annual food drive to help needy Sussex County families has received approximately 27,000 food items to be distributed to the 11 food pantries in Sussex County. We would like to thank everyone who has contributed to this effort to help many families in our community.
That's it. Perfect. Mr. Rizzo?